Chapter 8. Addy learns a lot. The next day, at breakfast, Dory said, "We need some more food." "I'll get it," I said. Half an hour later, I was near the kitchen window of a flat. Something suddenly moved outside. "Maybe someone needs help," I thought. Then I thought, "Maybe someone is dying because of the spores. I must go out now." I ran to Obi's room and found the oxygen bottle with the mask in the backpack. I turned the top and I heard the oxygen come through. Then I put on the mask and the backpack. Quickly, I went to one of the doors and I pulled Obi's tape from it. Outside, it felt cold. First, I walked on the salt. Then, I went through the Blukas. Some of them were much taller than me. They had long arms, and there was a big ball at the top of each Bluka. Each ball had water in it. Then something moved in the trees. I shouted, "Who's there?" But nobody answered. I started to walk again. And then I heard Obi. "Come back inside," he shouted from Dory's window. The ball on top of a Bluka broke, and the water inside it flew onto my mask. I couldn't see much through the mask. Then something moved again, and a small, thin cat jumped into my arms. Quickly, I turned around to run inside, but I couldn't move. A Bluka's arms were around one of my legs. "I'm going to die," I thought. Suddenly, I saw Obi with a bag of salt. He threw some salt at the Bluka, and its arms fell from my leg. We ran as fast as we could back to Obi's room. Then the cat jumped onto the floor. "Give me your clothes," Obi said. Then he quickly put them in a bag, and he put the bag into another bag. He said, quietly, "What happened?" I told him. Then I wanted to say, "Are you angry with me, Obi?" But I didn't. I asked him, "Why did they put their arms around me?" And he said, "They wanted to eat the cat, I think." Our meal was good that night. Obi found some cat food for my cat, and our meat was tastier than chicken. "This is very good, Dory," I said. "What is it?" She laughed. "It's pigeon meat. I catch the birds on my balcony." At the end of the evening, I gave the cat a name. I called it Pigeon because of that tasty meal. The next morning, Dory said, I want to catch another pigeon.
Do you want to help me?
I was a bit worried, but I said, yes. Dory gave me a mask and we went on to her balcony. She gave me some seeds to throw on the floor, and some pigeons flew down to eat them. Quickly and quietly, Dory put her hands round a fat pigeon and put it in a bag. My dad taught me to catch them, she said. I was younger than you, about 5 years old. He caught them because we didn't have much money for food. Suddenly, Dory looked a bit sad. I miss my dad, she said. Then she smiled. But, Addy, it's good to miss people because you love them. You think about your friend Gaia, and Gaia thinks about you. In the kitchen, Dory said, we have to kill animals because we eat meat. I'm going to kill the pigeon now. It will be very quick. Dory talked quietly to the pigeon, and she held it up by its legs. Then she pulled quickly on its head. She showed me the dead bird, and I asked her,
what did you say to it?
I spoke kindly, she said. I said, thank you, because it's going to give us a tasty meal. Then Dory made our lunch with the pigeon, and I watched. I thought, Gaia will be interested. I'll tell her about this.